Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. It's day 9, and I'm going to talk to you about something that doesn't have much to do with storytelling at all. I'm going to talk to you about finding the right productivity metric for you. NaNoWriMo is all about doing X number of words. It's tied hard to the word count. And there's a reason that writers tend to worship at the altar of the word count. It's that the word count doesn't lie. It's very difficult to feel like you've been writing a lot and to produce very little if you're watching your word count. Because at the end of the day, you tally up your words, you look at how many you've written, and you know exactly how productive you've been. You know exactly how on task you are. Setting a daily word count goal works for most professional writers. It doesn't work for everybody. And the reason it doesn't work for everybody is the hardness of the goal can strike some people as arbitrary. It can put too much pressure on people. You can get people who will sit in their chair for 10 hours grinding away to make a 1,000-word word count. And people that are stuck in that situation may be prioritizing the word count too much because they're not giving themselves the leeway they need to actually declench and write. So there are some other productivity metrics that are worth mentioning as we worship at the altar of the almighty word count. And some of those metrics are time in the chair. This is a metric that can work really well for people with busy family lives because they actually can't sit in the chair until they've got their word count done. They've just got to take whatever window of time that they've got available. Say you can get up 2 hours before your kids need breakfast, so you've got those 2 hours to write. You do those 2 hours in the chair every day, and this can work really, really well if you don't connect to the internet. If the only thing on your desktop during those 2 hours is your manuscript and you don't do anything else, you just type into your manuscript, then the approach of taking that window of time can be extraordinarily effective because all that matters is you and your process. Some days you'll get a lot of words done. Some days you might not get so many because you're stuck or you're having to play a head game with yourself just to get yourself to write. And that's okay. What matters to someone taking that approach is the discipline of sitting in the chair and concentrating on nothing else. It's what Joe Esterhaus, the screenwriter who wrote Basic Instinct and Flashdance and a lot of other films like that, calls the ancient German virtue of Sitzenfleische, the ability to sit on one's ass. And that ability is important. It is the one ability that separates professional writers from hobbyists. Everything else is just stuff that develops out of exercising that virtue. The other productivity measure that I've run into that works really well for some writers is a metric based on projects completed. This works particularly well for short story writers and for people who are in the early stages really wanting to get out of their own way. This would be the 4 novels a year, 6 novels a year, or to take the Bradbury Challenge, which is my favorite writing challenge ever, 1 short story per week. Because that's actually not as ambitious as it sounds. 1 short story per week means you're writing between 3,000 and 10,000 words in a week. And that's a lot less than you have to do for a NaNoWriMo. But telling 52 stories in a row, that teaches you things about telling stories that you wouldn't learn elsewhere. And it does give you 52 saleable products at the end that you can put on the market and send out to magazines and all sorts of stuff like that. So, for after this round of NaNoWriMo, think through what metric might work better for you if the word count isn't working. If the word count's working, stick to it because it is the most honest. But if it's not working for you, think about a productivity measure like finished novels, finished short stories. Or think about a time measure, 2 hours a day in the chair, nothing else interrupting you. One of these measures will work for your psychology, and when you find the right match, you will find it much easier to be productive and work at the top of your game, day after day. I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2015 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.